Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Here I share from decades of experience training leaders to be more productive, but more importantly, access clarity, certainty, and well-being day to day, at work and in life. And today's topic is returning back from vacation. I live in Sweden, and a lot of my clients are from Sweden, so here we have fairly long vacations, 3, 4, 5 weeks often. And how you experience coming back from vacation has a lot to do with how you set it up beforehand. I highly recommend a couple of things, which is today's topic for the podcast. Consider what you want to communicate about the date when you're back. That's verbal communication to colleagues and, you know, written on autoresponders and other communication channels. I recommend not saying that I'm on vacation, I'm back Monday, so-so. Create, for example, for your email, a communication that states that I'm on vacation and I will be fully back on email by. And then you put in Wednesday or Thursday that week, because you will probably not be fully back on email until later in the week. That gives you Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday to just take the time you need to get on top of email or other communication systems you use. Also, when you communicate to people, you might say that I'm on vacation and I'm fully back from Wednesday morning this week. You have planned to work Monday, Tuesday, but you're fully back on Wednesday, meaning you keep Monday, Tuesday for yourself. People get pleasantly surprised to see you in the office for a short meeting or a catch-up or just a quick hi, but you have 2 days to set up your start of work after vacation with some space and clarity. Also, last tip for the day. You know there are people you need to meet when you come back from vacation. Why not put those meetings up in both of your calendars already before you leave? Don't put them in first Monday. Put them in Wednesday or Thursday that first week, so everybody knows they have time with you, but you also have time to prepare for those meetings, and they have time to also come prepared. So basically, build in buffer times at the start of your work season after vacation. So that's all for today. I hope you have a great time, a great summer, a great vacation, and keep returning to this podcast. I'll be publishing episodes most days of the week, also during the summertime.